はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、テラビーブ。
ヨシです。
タケです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 71. As always, brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, back with part 2 of Homesick. Now, yesterday we gave you a little peek into what's going on in this conversation. Today, you're going to get peek number 2. But before we jump in, we just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. See what's going on. Leave us a post. Join the forum. Check out what's new in the Learning Center. All right. Without further ado, peek number 2. Here we go.
ここは狭くて、暑くて、食べ物も美味しくなくて、本当の家ではないです。
はいはい、わかりました。とにかく、来週にしましょう。
毎週同じことを言います。やっぱり帰る気はないんですね。
そんなことはないです。ただ最近忙しいです。一番人気ですから。
忙しくてとかだるくてとか、いつも言い訳を言いますね。ふるさとが懐かしくないんですか？あの青い空、広い海、冷たい風、新鮮な魚。私、もういいです。もう、ここを出ます。
本気ですか？え？無理ですよ！
うわあ！
もう一度、お願いします。ゆっくり、お願いします。
ここは、狭くて、暑くて、食べ物も、美味しくなくて、本当の、家ではないです。
はいはい、わかりました。とにかく来週にしましょう。
毎週同じことを言います。やっぱり帰る気はないんですね。
そんなことはないです。ただ最近忙しいです。一番人気ですから。
忙しくてとか、だるくてとか、いつも言い訳を言いますね。ふるさとが懐かしくないんですか？あの青い空、広い海、冷たい風、新鮮な魚。私、もういいです。もう、ここを出ます。
本気ですか？無理ですよ。次はピーターの英語が入ります。
ここは狭くて、暑くて、食べ物も美味しくなくて。
It's cramped here. Hot. The food is not delicious.
本当の家ではないです。
And it's not our real home.
はいはい、わかりました。
Yeah, yeah, I know.
とにかく、来週にしましょう。
Anyway, let's go next week.
毎週、同じことを言います。
Every week you say the same thing.
やっぱり、帰る気はないんですね。
Just as I thought, you don't want to go home.
そんなことはないです。ただ最近忙しいです。
That's not it. It's just that I've been busy recently.
一番人気ですから。
It's because I'm the most popular.
忙しくてとか、だるくてとか。
You're busy, you're drained.
いつも言い訳を言いますね。
You're always making excuses.
ふるさとが懐かしくないんですか？
Aren't you nostalgic for our hometown?
あの青い空、広い海、冷たい風、新鮮な魚。
The blue sky, the open sea, the cold breeze.The fresh fish?
私、もういいです。もうここを出ます。
I can't take it. I'm leaving here.
本気ですか？
Are you for real?
え？無理ですよ！
Hey, that's impossible.
うわ
あ！ All right, now let's go first word.
狭い
Narrow. Not enough room.
狭い狭い
Can you give us some examples?
日本の家は狭いです。
The literal translation is Japan's houses are narrow, but this should be interpreted as not enough room.
Yes.
Kind of small, mm-hmm. tight.
Right.
Isn't there also a saying? It's not really applicable anymore, but what's the saying?
Usagi goya.
Rabbit hutches.
Yes.
So tight, small yeah. houses next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, I mean everything is audible.
Right.
I actually lived in an older house. And yes, paper walls.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, another example.
視野が狭い
Have a narrow or limited view of things.
視野
Break it down.
視野視野
And this is view of things.
Yes.
And what's the rest of the sentence?
視野が狭い
So to have a narrow view of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the opposite of this?
視野が広い
To have a wide, open view of things.
Yes.
And the word in there is also the opposite of narrow. And that is?
広い
Wide, broad, large. Break it down.
広い広い
Now, can you give us an example using this?
広い海
Wide ocean.
Yes.
Oh, it reminds me of the view from Ibaraki Prefecture of the whole wide open Pacific Ocean.
Pacific Ocean, yeah, right.
How do we say Pacific Ocean?
太平洋
Break it down.
太平洋太平洋
Anything else we have with this word?
顔が広い
Very nice idiomatic expression.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to us one more time, Natsuko. We'll give you one more chance to think about what it means.
顔が広い
To have a wide face. Now this means, the literal translation is of course to have a wide face, but this actually means to know a lot of people.
Yes.
To be well known.
Mm-hmm. So it's a good word.
Very good.
Good expression. This is usually used as a compliment for someone. お顔が広いですね。
One more time, give us the first part.
お顔
You put the honorific prefix there.
Yes. お
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a situation?
Okay. Suppose I'm walking from here to a station with Peter.
How nice!
Yes, with you, Peter.
Where are we going?
That's not a necessary information here. Okay. And from here to station, you meet about 3 or 4 of your friends. And each time you say, oh, hi, ohayo, how are you doing? Like
uh-huh.
that. And I'm kind of amazed that you know so many people. And then I can say to you, ah, Peter って顔が広いね.
Ah.
Like that.
Got it. All right. So that's how you'd use this. Thank you, Natsuko. What
You're welcome.
An explanation. I still want to know where we're going. Okay, what do we have next?
暑い
Hot
暑い暑い
Natsuko さん、日本では何月が一番暑いですか
?8月が一番暑いです。
One more time, question and answer, Natsuko please.
日本では何月が一番暑いですか
?In Japan, what month is the hottest?
8月が一番暑いです。
August is the hottest. And Natsuko, you like this month?
Not really. It's so humid.
Yes. And what was the word for humid we had yesterday?
蒸し暑い。
Yes. It's really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do we have next?
毎週
Every week.
毎週 毎週
Now, this word consists of 2 kanji, 2 Chinese characters. What's the first one?
Mai.
Every. What's the second one?
Shu.
Week. So, the second one is a measurement of time. Now, here's the thing. We can take the first character.
Mai.
And add this to a bunch of other measurements of time.
Right.
For example, every day.
毎日
And what's the word for day?
日
Every month.
毎月
And what's the word for month?
月
And how about year?
毎年。
And what's the word for year?
年.
So you see how this one is used in combination with times of measurement.
Right.
All right, you can talk about everything. Natsuko, what's something you do every week? Not work, I know, but...
Oh, yes. See, horse racing.
Okay, how
There's
do we say?
Horse racing every week in Japan.
Give us the Japanese, please.
毎週競馬を見ます.
Every week, I watch horse racing. We got to get better examples for the kids out there, Natsuko.
I know.
Next.
ふるさと.
Hometown.
ふるさと. ふるさと.
Now, this word is a bit old, isn't it?
Right, yes.
How often do you use this word, Natsuko?
Not very often.
Could you give us an example when it might be used?
There's a very common song in Japan titled Furusato.
All right.
And everyone in Japan knows this. So it's a very natsukashi kind of song.
How old is the song?
I don't know.
You really come armed with the equipment. The information equipment. Well, up on the page, we'll have something about this song.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko, what are the chances of you singing a bit of it?
Usagi oishi kano yama. Like that.
Wow. Very nice.
It's a very nice song.
All right. Well, try and put a link up. Maybe we can get you to the site where someone has a bit of the song, or maybe you can check it out there.
Check All it right. out.
Next.
次は懐かしい.
You just gave it to us.
Yes.
Nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
And break it down.
懐かしい. 懐かしい.
And we had this one before. Next.
青い.
Blue.
青い. 青い.
Again, what does this end in?
I.
Making it an?
I adjective.
So when we want to combine this with other things, we turn the I to?
Kute.
And when we want to say not blue, we say?
Aoku nai.
What are some other colors that end in I?
Akai.
Red.
Kuroi.
Black.
Shiroi.
White.
Kiroi.
Yellow.
Chairoi.
Brown. So Natsuko, your shirt has all these colors. How do we say this shirt is all these colors?
この シャツは青くて赤くて黒くて白くて黄色くて茶色い。
No wonder you don't match, Natsuko.
What a shirt.
What a shirt. Now that is a nice shirt though.
I thought you're the one without sense.
All right, Natsuko, next word, please.
次は空.
Sky.
空, 空.
In the dialogue we had?
青い空.
Blue sky. And how do we say the beautiful blue sky?
綺麗な青い空.
And is there an expression with this and nighttime?
綺麗な夜空.
Beautiful night sky. And give us the word for night sky.
夜空.
Okay, Natsuko, time is running out.
Okay.
Let's pick up the pace.
Okay. 次は海.
Sea.
海. 海.
Now, this kanji is almost the same as...
mai.
Except for on the left side, it has the water radical.
Mm-hmm.
So almost the same, but a little different.
Yes.
Next.
冷たい.
Cold.
冷たい. 冷たい.
Now, there's also another word for cold in Japanese, which is...
寒い.
Now, what's the difference here?
冷たい is usually used for something you touch.
Yes.
And 寒い is more like atmosphere.
Exactly. So if you touch something, you would not say...
寒い.
You would say...
冷たい.
Conversely, if you go outside and it's cold outside, you wouldn't say...
冷たい.
You would say...
寒い.
Exactly. So, to reinforce this one more time, when you touch something, it is...
冷たい.
And when you feel something, it is...
寒い.
Yes. And hence the reason that Japanese use the word 寒い for a bad joke. Gives
right.
you a feeling. A feeling of coldness.
Yes.
Okay, what do we have next?
風.
Wind.
風. 風.
Next.
次は 新鮮
fresh.
新鮮
And this is fresh as in fresh food products.
Right.
Now this word is actually an adjective. And right. what kind of adjective is this?
新鮮な
Exactly. Na adjective. So how do we say fresh vegetables?
新鮮な野菜
Fresh fish.
新鮮な魚 It can also be used for feeling.
Really? How yes. so?
新鮮な気持ち
Fresh feeling. But how will we use this? What kind of case would we use this in?
Like when you feel very refreshed.
I don't know that feeling. It's been so long.
Right. Or when you're starting something new and when you're ready for a new start, you feel like, I feel fresh.
So exactly. I think you said it the best with refreshed. Feel refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next.
魚
Fish.
魚
Okay, we ran a bit long today. But what a conversation, huh? So yes. tomorrow's the day, we get to find out what's going on with this story.
I'm still very puzzled.
Me too. I'm looking very forward to tomorrow. Now, in the meantime, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, we have quizzes to reinforce what you learned in this podcast. All the vocab, all the kanji are there in the Learning Center. Inside the PDF, we have the words, we have the transcript. But above all, in the Learning Center, we have the line-by-line transcript. Listen to each line over and over again. This will help your ears get accustomed to the language.
Yes.
All right. So, see you tomorrow with part 3.
また明日ね。